from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. We're still awaiting word from the OPP about an apparent bomb threat yesterday in Iroquois Falls. People living in the area say they were evacuated from their homes for a few hours on D'Iberville Avenue between Ambridge Drive and Church Street. The only details police would report at around 8 o'clock last night were that traffic was moving again and an investigation on Main Street was ongoing. Today, people report seeing the OPP Explosives Disposal Unit on Main Street. A news release is still expected today. Two people are dead and two others seriously injured after a shooting in Stratford. Police say they were called to the scene just before midnight amid reports of gunshots. The two victims who survived were airlifted to London, one with what police call life-threatening injuries, the other with life-altering injuries. It's Mudfest time this long weekend in Timmins. The president of the Timmins ATV Club, Rick Marin, says trucks, ATVs, and side-by-sides will be racing at 705 MX, the dirt bike track next to the Mount Jameson Resort.
It's going to be quite the noise, the dust, and the mud.
There will be food and a beer garden, although you can't bring in your own booze. There are bleachers, and you can bring your own lawn chairs. Marin says to park at the ski hill or just outside the gate.
It is $15 per person or $25 for the weekend. The racers is $30. You get four races in all on the weekend. And what a beautiful weather we're having. It's going to be tough to keep things wet.
Mud or dust, however, the event goes off rain or shine. Races begin at 11 tomorrow morning. Finals are on Sunday. The civic holiday weekend is expected to be busy at border crossings into the United States. The Canada Border Services Agency reminds your family to have your passports with you and check its website for an estimate of the wait times. CBSA Operations Chief for the crossings at Thunder Bay and Pigeon River says most importantly, pack your patience.
We've been seeing traffic has rebounded pretty close to what it was pre-pandemic over the past year or so. What you would have seen in 2018, 2019 is going to be close to what you will see this year.
Fisher adds that midday is generally the busiest time for crossing, so he recommends early morning or later in the day.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.